Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have T-Money on the line with me. T-Money, say hello.
What up, y'all? What's cracking? T-Money in the house, chilling with my girl, Ms. Anderson, on the check-in. You know, we're doing it.
Brother, you could call me Nigeria. Dang.
Okay, I just want to be clear, man. You know, I was raised right. You know,
I hear you.
My women and all that. You know what I'm saying? From Nigeria. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're from Nigeria, so that's the official word.
Right,
you know?
Right. That's it. So, T-Money, let people know what you're doing now. You know, we know, you know, your background from Yo MTV Raps. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
Well, right now, I'm doing so many things, but I went to NYU and graduated with a degree in marketing. I had already had a degree in communication, and I worked, you know, several, you know, entertainment marketing firms in the city. You know, I did a lot of parties with alcohol companies, and, you know, I decided to open my own company.
Okay. What's the name of it?
The name of my company is called T450 Style & Launch. We market, we do brand positioning, and we also do special entertainment products. We do events. We do tours, we do films, we do documentaries.
Okay.
And we also do brand, we do brand positioning for several corporate clients.
Okay. What about the little guys, like, you know, trying to come up in the game?
I work with a lot of small companies. Small companies are what's up, man. You know,
okay.
You know, people that have a vision,
right.
They're interested in working hard and doing the right things, man. You have an open mind to help them to reach their goals as well.
Okay.
You know, and it's not about really a lot, but it's not really initially. If I like a project, I got to really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to be in a vibe, like, you know, I really love what this person is doing. I love what they're about, you know, because, you know, then it gets past the idea of, you know, making money initially.
It
becomes about creativity. So. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I do that relatively easily, you know, if it's something that I'm interested in.
I'm really glad that you have your company in branding, marketing, events, and touring, because that's something that's still necessary in developing any project, whether it's a T-shirt or music. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are so focused on social media that they forget that there is some true work you still need to do. And
right.
No one knows your product or know you exist unless you're really out there in front of their face.
Yeah, man, social media is good to have. I mean, nothing really wrong with social media. You know, you can't rely on that totally. You got to get
right.
out there. You got to get your hands dirty. You got to interact with people. You know, you have to grow your product. You have to interact with business professionals that are trying to do things that are similar with you. You know, you have to learn your profession. You have to be really sharp in the relation to what you do. You know, you have to continuously evolve and be innovative and try to help your product grow, you know, to think outside the box.
Yeah.
That's really important. Just getting up in the morning and being on social media and trying to get your likes up just because you feel like you have a certain amount of likes people will respect you is just not necessarily the best thing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's not really about that. You know, back in the day, I was telling somebody yesterday, conversation with, you know, radio people yesterday, you know, I was telling them a little story that I had, did promotions back in the day, you know.
Right.
We were doing promotions for a party, and I was out in a snowstorm hanging up poster boards,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. If,
you know, back then it was that kind of the equivalent of what you do on a social media level right now. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
You post something online so hundreds, maybe thousands of people can see. You know, then it was the same kind of thing. You literally had poster boards that you would hang on telephone poles
mm-hmm.
to advertise product or advertise the fact that you're doing a party or whatever it might have been. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But
right.
well, when you come from that, you know, you understand the importance of getting your hands dirty.
Right.
And
right.
that never goes out of style, man. It never goes away. And you know, a lot of people need to understand that. You know, that's a real way to feel, you know?
Yep. What do you feel is the difference from what you just explained, doing marketing and promotion back then and doing it now? What has been some of the pros and cons?
Well, let me first talk about the pros. The pros are social media, the internet.
Mm-hmm.
All that has made doing marketing and promotions easier.
Right.
And I'll get to the con part of it in a second, but it's made it simple for somebody, you know, like myself or any person who's, you know, a promoter or a marketing professional to actually spread the word on, you know, any good product or service that they're trying to get out there. Because mm-hmm. You can easily do that from your computer.
Right.
You know, or from a cell phone, you know. But the cons to that, you become, you know, due to the fact that you can touch so many people at one time with what you're trying to advertise, you mm-hmm. you know, they have a lazy mindset. You know, just like I was saying, you know, mm-hmm. you tend to think that that's all you necessarily need.
Right,
you know,
right.
And you'll do that more times than not instead of, you know, going to the events or actually participating in some sort of summits or getting better at your craft. If you want to be, if you're a singer, you sort of happen to be able to carry a tune, right?
Right.
You can sing a little bit because you can sing in the shower or your friends say you can sing, you know, or you can mimic a Mary J. Or somebody that can sing, correct?
Right.
So now you sing, but you don't think to have any formal training. You don't think to learn about how to write a song in a few minutes. You don't think about your publishing. You don't think about you know, how to be a professional as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because you're a singer, you're a songwriter. You're a songwriter. You have a skill. You understand? So you need to develop that skill so you can be really good at it.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And most people don't think in those terms. They just think like, well, you know, if I got a little something, I can make it happen. And it doesn't necessarily work that way. You have to work at what you're good at, you know, even if you're good at it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I go to a lot of events as a journalist and to cover different events. And I remember back in the days, it used to be lines around the corner. You know, like the mm-hmm. tunnel days. That was just kind of recreational. But if there was a celebrity there, the lines will be crazy. Lately, mm-hmm. I have not seen that. Can you just explain to me what's going on?
That's interesting. Back in the day when I mentioned to you earlier, I worked for a company called Facade Brothers. They were a marketing company here in the city that did an event like once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our people of color frequented their events. You know, business professionals, talking from rappers to singers to actors to athletes, doctors, lawyers, and a wide range of, you know, age groups and, you know, mm-hmm. and social backgrounds. You used to go to these events, right?
Right.
And the lines used to be to get into the events, you know, sponsored by Tanqueray.
Right.
You know,
right.
You could drink free all night.
Right.
It was something really good. You know, and the lines would be around the block. I think now it's just so many events all the time. The frequency of the events minimize how one event could be really special. It has to be stupendously big. And if it's that big, the lines aren't around the block. Because, you know, it's not going to be in a club. It's going to be at the Barclays, or it's going to be at the Garden, or it's going to be at Prudential. You know, it's going to be at the Coliseum. You know what I'm saying? So it's like clubs that housed, well, no. That house 1,500 to 2,000 people, you know, a lot of those don't exist, like close like the Palladium. You know, those size clubs don't even exist anymore. So what kind of line are you going to have for a club that holds 300 people? It's not the same thing.
Right.
You know, it's not the same thing. And then the frequency of the events, somebody might want to go to that event, the line is on the block. Or I ain't got no free pass, okay, I'm going to go to the next joint.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to stay there, yeah? So it's just weird. It's just a weird situation, a weird time, you know?
Yeah.
Because everything is so, there's so many things that you could possibly do, man. You know, things are in abundance now. Back then, you know, that was that event. That was it. That was it.
That's,
you know,
the answer.
So you got to be there. Like when Puff did his, I remember when Puff started doing, you know, Puff was the first person to start doing the celebrity basketball game.
Right, right.
Where all the people from uptown, everybody used to come. It was so many people. I'm not sure if you remember. There was a riot in there.
Right.
You know, people had a fight in there, and they closed the doors, and it just got crazy.
Right.
But my point was not to get into that part of it.
Right.
But that was it. That was the event.
Right.
There were no other events. Like, you know, you was there, or you were no place.
Right.
That's not the case now.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's not the case anymore.
I heard the answer. And the answer is, it's the abundance. Everything is happening all at the same time.
Right.
So as a marketing person,
events, man. Right.
So as someone who does marketing, how do you gauge that to create your niche?
Just like anything else, in marketing, what's essential, you possibly can do this. You got to find your own lane. That's the first thing. If you find your own lane, this is something you never worry about. If you're second or third, you'll never be number one, even though you can peacefully coexist. You'll never be number one in the eyes of the people because they were first, you know? For example, when you go make a copy on a machine, you don't call it a copy machine. You call it a Xerox. You used to call it a Xerox machine because Xerox was the first thing, you know?
Right.
So it's that kind of energy. It's like when you, then that's how you know that the public has branded you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're branded. So you don't have to worry about competing with that. But if you haven't done that, then that's where the concern comes in, you know?
Right.
You have to figure, you have to sit and figure out how you're going to make your event special,
mm-hmm.
you know? When other events aren't taking place, when you can get the best crowd, where you can do it, you know, location becomes essential, you know? That's why people, when they do these big events, anybody that has any money that does a defender, a decent club, they have bloggers there. They actually pay people to come to the event.
Right.
They pay athletes. They pay bloggers. They pay these chicks from IT just to be there.
Right.
You understand? To make their event special.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go far and beyond to try to make your event special.
Yeah.
You have to think in those terms because there's so many things out there. You have to continuously figure out how you can make yours different than the next person. Outside the box thinking.
Right.
You know?
You know, I look at Twitter and I look at Instagram and I can see where maybe someone may have millions of followers and stuff like that. And just help me out if I'm incorrect. So if you have millions of followers and you're a professional singer, what have you, do you believe the sales match those numbers?
Do I believe the sales? Can you embellish on that?
Yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm a decent singer and I have a million followers.
This is a hypothetical. Okay.
Right.
You're a decent singer, you got millions of followers.
Right.
Yeah, I got it.
So I drop a single and it doesn't sell a million. Why do you think that is?
Oh, geez. The answer to that question is that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How did you drop it? When did you drop it?
Well,
how much was it? Was there enough hype behind your song? Are your followers really your followers? Or you
right. Because, you know, you have singers, right? And then you have Beyonce, right?
Beyonce is not even a singer anymore. She's interplanetary. She's something else. She's on a whole nother level.
I can't even use her. Okay.
Just forget her. You can say Mary.
Okay.
You know, or you can say Rihanna, you know.
Okay. So
they're really big, but they're not Beyonce level. I mean,
right.
You know?
Okay, so That's my point. Okay, so you have Drake, right? Who will drop a album, a DJ Khaled.
Khaled or Drake drop a joint, their sales match. Then there are other factors that you have to understand here. You have to understand that maybe just like a film or any product like that relies on a consumer purchase out the box, sales, they come in waves. So say, for instance, a Drake dropped, everybody anticipated, all his 10 million followers anticipated his next single coming out,
uh-huh.
to lead up to his album, right?
Mm-hmm.
His album comes out, right?
Because are they dropping singles anymore? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of times they put them out, and some of them they put joints out for free.
Okay.
Just to get a buzz on the album.
Mm-hmm.
But they put the album out, and the first wave of people, the first million and a half, 2 million, right?
Right.
Buy the album. Just they buy it blind because they're devoted followers of Drake. They may have sat up all night waiting for it to drop.
Right.
Now, what if they blog and heavy and they feedback and say, the album whack? Now, see, the next million, five, 2 million, they're not going to buy heavy. They're going to buy real slow.
Right.
But now the words of the album is whack. Word of mouth is, oh, that shit whack.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Yes.
So,
yes.
There's so many factors in that kind of game, like music.
Yeah.
It's real testy. Like, you all your ducks got to be in a row when you drop. Even in promoting it beforehand, the whole system,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just used to go to do in-stores and you used to do radio.
You
had to sell physical copies and it used to be a labor of love. Now it's just whatever you drop on your computer, boom, just a click of a mouse.
Right.
All that work has condensed itself into a click of a mouse.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah, no, it's real.
You know what I'm saying? You set up your program, the computer, blah, blah, you get your launch pad by Spotify and everybody else, right? SoundCloud, whoever else, right?
Right. iTunes. Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you click.
Mm-hmm.
And your luck is measured by how many clicks you're getting now. And you got to be innovative in how you promote it, you know? And you truly are promoting it to people who are continuously on the computer.
Right, right.
Yeah. It's like the Matrix, man. That's what this is right now.
Right.
Life is like the Matrix right now. You're not in the computer world, you know? You live outside the computer. Well, if anybody who's listening has parents,
uh-huh.
right? You know, like you're in your 30s, 40s, and your parents are still here. They're not in the computer.
Right.
They have so many My father asked me, I love my father to death, but he asked me a million questions about how to do this and that on the computer. He said stuff that's pretty simple, rudimentary questions. But
right.
It, you know, and his phone, too, his cell phone. He got an Apple phone. He has an Apple. He's hip, you know.
My dad still has a flip.
He bought my mom one. Yeah, they're cool. Right, but, you know, he still has questions about how to operate the phone. He's not proficient at it.
Right.
So that tells you a lot of things about, but my daughter, forget it. Like, she has Apple Watch, she has the phone, she doesn't even look at television anymore. That tells you a little something about the millennials, too. They don't watch TV as much as we do.
Mm.
By no means do they sit in front of an idiot box. They're on their phone all the time, 24/7, you know?
So are they watching the shows on the phone? Because then, how are
they watch YouTube. They watch YouTube.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they watch TV shows on the phone.
Wow.
Their shows.
Wow.
That are on the phone, you know?
Mm.
It's not a game. That's why advertisers are hip to that. They advertise before you can watch a video. They advertise.
Right. You're right.
You know? It's tough now. Things are different. Things are evolving quickly. and the internet has done just that, you know?
So now you being a marketing company and doing the things that you do, then how do you stand out to assist those who still need your professional help? Because the ignorance is, I don't need no help. I'm just going to click the mouse. I like that. I'm going to use that.
Well, you can't just click the mouse and think it's going to work for you. There's a method to everything that, you know, that points to success. Think about that. If it was easy, everybody would have done it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would be successful at it, tried it. There's so many people that put their stuff on Spotify, Tidal, SoundCloud, iTunes, and don't sell records.
Mm.
So why is that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's why I got you on the phone.
They don't generate any interest other than, right here, right now, I made a song.
Uh-huh.
Called it Wildin' Out Tea, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and my first joint was called The Mad One, right?
Ow.
And I said, okay, and I dropped that, and I put it on Spotify, whatever, I drop it, and I get on, I do an IG live, I say, yo, my joint coming out tomorrow, right? You feel me?
Yeah.
That's between me and my followers, I have no guarantee that they will buy my record.
Right.
None. There's no guarantee they'll buy my record. So now it's about how I beat them in the head. Now, you have to create interest on a level that you're going to get a percentage of a huge number of followers to make a difference.
Right.
So you have to do things that are outside the matrix to generate interest from people, to make them go to Spotify, to make them go to SoundCloud, iTunes, to make them go to these places to purchase your thing. You have to touch people where...
Thank you.
It has to be relatable.
Yes, I truly believe that.
It has to be relatable.
I truly believe that. And one of the things that I like that is happening now, and I feel is a major help, sort of pop-up performances.
Pop-ups are dope. And, they've been here since the beginning of time. Pop-ups were here when I first started in the music business when I was 17, 18 years old. They were doing pop-ups in the Village back then.
Wow.
Hip-hop joints. Mm-hmm. Russell and Rick, and they were doing pop-ups then.
Right.
They weren't calling them pop-ups
because
that terminology wasn't even adapted at that time, but it was the same concept.
Right.
You have to do tons of things. And then keep this in mind, too. Everything that I'm saying is based on the fact that you have a little money to spend.
Right.
Now it becomes even more difficult. And you have no cash. And these are the people who more times than not, these are the people who are trying to sell their stuff online, and it's not moving because they cannot generate interest.
Mm.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Why do you think that some of these IG girls, right, get millions of likes, right?
Uh-huh.
Why is that? So think about that just for a second. It doesn't take much brain power to figure that out. It's because they generate interest by what they show.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Guys are like, ooh, wow, she's voluptuous. Ooh, she's sexy. Oh,
right,
my God.
Right, right.
So now they are piggybacking on the idea, the sexual prowess. Their sexual prowess is what they're selling. But
right.
They're not selling themselves technically. They're selling their sexual prowess. So now if you have a woman, right, who has sexual prowess and she's selling that, and she's a phenomenal rapper or singer, now you gain interest.
Right.
Cardi B, she was a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
She was selling her sexual prowess. She was attractive.
She's
relatable because she's down to earth. She's funny.
Right.
She's friendly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a rapper with a hit record.
Right.
Sure. She's got the whole package.
Right. Okay.
She wins.
So everybody should run out and
Yeah, unfortunately, everybody can't do that.
Right,
that's not
right.
The formula
true
for everybody.
True story.
But that's just an example,
right,
you know?
Right.
So you have to find what you do best and make it sexy.
Mm.
You have to. You have to find to make it attractive in some way, shape, or form, you know?
Right.
That's how it works, man. That's how it works. You got to make it, you know? You ever heard that expression, you know, you walk in the room and the party is right where you stand?
Right.
You got to act like, you know, it's popping right here. I'm what's happening.
Right, right.
That's the kind of attitude you gotta have.
True story.
Well, you have to transform that to something online that people can relate to. It has to be something totally relatable.
Right.
So that works for her.
Right.
You know, and I applaud her for that.
So tell us,
she's a genius,
about how people can reach out to you for your expertise and help in marketing and creating events and providing tours.
Well,
and
I am very interested in listening to anyone, especially small companies, entrepreneurs who are interested in growing their business. I just love to hear their stories and how they are interested in, you know, developing their products, their services, their goods. And, you know, there's so many people out here today that are very talented. And it's like some of the stories that you hear in regards to how they go about it and everything they do is just phenomenal. So you can reach me. First, you can check my website. It's at www.wearet450.com. And you can hit me on my email. It's it's t450@gmail.com and check out my IG at t450_. All right?
Yep. T-Money, thank you so much for chatting with me and, you know, just letting people know some of the myths and, you know, not fall for the okey-doke and understand that they still need the elements to really promote and market their product for them to be successful.
You gotta have that, man. You know, you gotta.
Yeah.
Without that, you know, marketing and promotion has historically served a purpose. You know, you can grade anything. You can be in the basement of your home. You can be the best music producer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the best singer. You can have the best product. You can have the cure for cancer. if you don't market or promote it, it don't mean jack.
Right, right.
Because nobody will ever know about it.
And that is the key, you know. That's why I love my key players. That's the key. Even as a journalist, even having a platform like Urban Buzz Magazine, our job, any magazine, radio show, is to promote what you're doing. But
right.
For some reason, sometimes people think that that platform is not important anymore. So I'm really glad I had a chance to talk with you.
Oh, no, never disregard that platform.
Yeah, because it's very necessary.
That's foolish.
Yeah,
that's
it's
foolish,
very
yeah.
necessary.
No question.
You know? All right.
Urban Buzz Magazine in the building. All right.
Thank you, sir. And we'll speak soon.
All right, no doubt.
All right, thanks.
Peace.
All right.